I take refuge in Buddha. I take refuge in Dharma. I take refuge in Sangha. The three refuges. So now you see why I'm not the singer in a band. But fortunately, we don't have to be great singers in our sangha. Just sing with heart. We've been talking about Dogen for a long time. We've gone through many of the readings, and they're so wonderful and convoluted and heady and beyond heady. But the three refuges, for me, speak to the heart. They speak to what brings me back again and again. We take refuge together in Buddha. And Buddha is, of course, the person who lived thousands of years ago and had such a profound experience that even though he didn't really want to at first, he felt impelled to share what he had discovered. Even though he was not really able to put it into words, nonetheless, he spent a lifetime putting it into words. Which is the Dharma, the teachings. The teachings of the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path, the Six Paramitas, our Four Vows, these core teachings that we recite again and again, and we talk about the turnings of the wheel of the Dharma as it manifested again and again in the world. So later iterations, we have Mahayana path. Mahayana path, where we recite our Heart Sutra together, where we vow to save all beings. And the Dharma goes on and on, preached by the creaky floorboards and by sweat socks. And then there's Sangha, our place of refuge, this thing we create by joining together week after week. No fixed entity. Quite interesting to see who comes and goes over time. Quite an ephemeral, impermanent, vulnerable, tender thing is a sangha. And in that way, so precious. Sangha is you and me. What is this taking refuge that we do? For me, the taking refuge part is when we bring that into the chant, they all deepen. What is this Buddha that I take refuge in? Clearly, it can't just be the person anymore. What is the Buddha that is alive today? Who is the Buddha? We read in the teachings that each of us is a Buddha. So here, a wonderful invitation to explore one's own heart. I take refuge in my own heart, my heart-mind. As we read in the about the five skandhas, Thich Nhat Hanh says, the five skandhas which make you up contain everything. So in taking refuge in Buddha, in some way we are taking refuge in the self that contains all beings. The heart in which all beings reside. And in taking refuge in Dharma, to bring that into our practice, what is it that the teachings are pointing to? Sometimes the word Dharma is translated as phenomena. This sensory world. To take refuge in this sensory world together. There is something in the intention of that that is so important to me anyway. We join together with this intention of taking refuge in our life, just as it is manifesting in this moment. Right now, this upright posture, the weight of our bodies held by the earth, the air we're breathing, the sounds of the room and the outside that make their way in. As we're walking, refuge in each step, taking refuge in the sensation of the earth meeting my feet. And in this we find again the interconnectedness of all things. And Sangha. The Sangha, our Sangha, changes weekly. Clearly there is the idea of Sangha, but then there are the real people who show up here each week, pretty much always a different combination. And yet somehow it also feels the same, feels like coming home. How can that be? Something in this intention that we are all bringing together is creating something deeper than just a gathering of folks. Something special, something that feels unique to come into this space with other people who are taking refuge in you. Somehow their taking refuge in you is precisely what gives you the freedom to take refuge in them. This non-dual experience of joining together as a refuge for one another. Earlier today, I was lying on my daughter's bed. She's gone. She's now 25, so her old bed, and my cat came into the room and, you know, tried to jump on the bed. Of course, couldn't. My cat has three legs, so with a little help, I lifted her up. And she came and took refuge on my chest. And she started to purr. And I felt it just throbbing right through my rib cage, right into my heart. And it was so like healing, so connecting. And at first I thought that she was taking refuge in me, but very quickly it was clear to me that I was taking refuge in her as well. The non-separation is the refuge. And we are all inviting each other into each other's awareness, into each other's presence. And this is special. This is not always the way of the world. So often the way of the world, tragically, is the way of rejecting other people from one's presence, perhaps the way of fear, which turns into anger and hatred and jealousy and so many other things. We may find that we kind of close up a bit out in the world. Perhaps a little bit of that fear touches all of us. Contagious. And here we have the opportunity to let that go. To practice taking refuge and in that way becoming refuge. Perhaps this practice, with practice, becomes a bit more of a way of life for us. Perhaps we find that there are opportunities in our daily life when we encounter people who may seem anxious or afraid. And we find that we don't shut down to them, we don't turn away. But we continue to be with and bear witness, to be a refuge. And occasionally they notice, and they look back at you and look in your eyes and see you and feel the healing that's there, not in you, but between you. This is how our practice manifests in the world, one moment at a time, one person at a time, one encounter at a time, one cat at a time. It may not seem like much, but to how is it for you to feel that others are your refuge here tonight? Isn't it quite profound? Wouldn't you wish it for everybody? And therein is our practice, our vow, the vow to save all beings. Perhaps saving all beings doesn't look the way we think it should. What if this is the practice of saving all beings that we are doing together? A bit by bit, taking off the armor, taking off the cold exterior, the hard shell. It doesn't need to be aggressive. It doesn't need to be anything charismatic or ridiculous. It might be something that most people don't notice. It's just your practice, the same practice you do here, nothing special. And yet within this practice, such enormous possibility, such healing, such connectedness. All beings here residing in our hearts, a whole universe here residing in our hearts. As we take refuge in all beings take refuge in us. I take refuge in Buddha. I take refuge in Dharma. I take refuge in Sangha.